We are wrapping up, I think, the first week back at work for a lot of people. I think probably a solid 80% of people began the week back after the new year on Monday. So you would well and truly be forgiven if you just didn't really care about keeping up to everything, keeping up to date with everything in the world for a few of the last days. But if that's you, I know it's me. Jeff Field is in with the weekly wrap to get us back up to speed. Morning, Jeff.
Good morning. You're putting your faith in me. I didn't get back to work till Wednesday.
So this is just going to be a lot of fun.
This is going to be interesting. I'm basically going from the seat of my pants and with a little help from you, Tess. I must say, I gave Tess some homework while I was away. I got her to write down the main stories for Monday and Tuesday. So
I was such a good news reader on
Monday.
You did
so well.
You did really well. Brilliant.
I've listened back. And can we get you into the newsroom next week?
No.
Okay, no. The volunteers are back next week. Look, let's go way back.
All the way back to Monday.
Where human remains were found in a burnt-out car in southwestern New South Wales. Police were called to the Cobb Highway at Boolagul after reports of passerby found the remains in the damaged white Nissan. We haven't heard anything since, unfortunately, an unidentified body. A magnitude 7 earthquake struck 173 kilometres northwest of the city of Ternate in Indonesia's Maluku Islands. The US Geological Survey website shows the quake hit on Sunday at a depth of 10 kilometres. They just can't win in that area at the moment.
I'm really glad we haven't heard any more from that because I remember saying on Monday, if that's, you know, it seems like it's a fair distance off the coast. Is that going to mean we get another tsunami?
Yeah.
What's going to happen with aftershocks? But
thankfully, I didn't hear much after that.
Yeah,
so that is at least something good. And look, tributes were also pouring in for model, actor, TV presenter and jewellery creator Annelise Brackensick, who was found dead in her Sydney unit. Police say the 46-year-old woman's body was found at her Potts Point unit on Sunday afternoon after concerns were raised for her welfare. She had been suffering depression, and police say there were no suspicious circumstances. If you need help, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. On Tuesday, Donald Trump announced plans to visit the border, leaving Washington for the first time since the partial federal shutdown began 16 days ago over his demand for funding that wall, the big, beautiful wall, as he calls it. It was going to be a concrete wall, now a steel fence, now whatever, basically.
There was a video that The Daily Show dug up, and it was floating around Facebook yesterday, and I saw it because my dad emailed it to me, and it's just poetry. It's from 2004, and it's Donald Trump giving I forget the term for the address when you graduate university, somebody comes in and gives a speech.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know what
there's
you're
a word
about.
For it. Yep. So he's doing something like that. He's doing that speech, and there's a direct quote from him, and he's up there and he's going, "Don't ever give up. You can do anything you want. If there is a concrete wall in front of you, go under it, go around it, go over it, get past that wall."
Oh, that is gold.
It's the best. It's on the Daily Show Facebook page. It's awesome.
Oh, just writing that down. I've got to go and watch that. Wow. Okay.
It's great.
Also on Tuesday, a man was found on a Northwest Sydney street with stab wounds and police were appealing for information. The 25-year-old man, who was found at 3 a.m. on Tuesday on Gale Street Ride, had been stabbed in the shoulder and stomach. He was taken to hospital in a stable condition. So police are still looking for information on that one. And Liberal Democrat Senator David Leinhelm believes his chances of winning a seat in the New South Wales Parliament are strong, as he calls time on his federal political career. He plans to quit federal politics by March 1st and will contest the state's March 23rd election. I won't make any more comments on David Leinhelm. I'll leave that to Sarah Hanson-Young. On Wednesday, Queensland Senator Fraser Anning, they're all out this morning, says he won't be forking out money from his own pocket to pay for the growing bill charged to taxpayers for his attendance at three far-right events. The combined cost tallies up to nearly $10,000. That we know of. We were talking about this in the corridors yesterday. Just the airfares. What about the accommodation, the other things?
And this rings so many alarm bells for me because on what planet are flights from, was it Brisbane to Melbourne?
Yep.
costing you $2,800, even there and back. You know, that's international flight standard charges.
Must have been one hell of a flight. Yeah, look, the less we say about Fraser Anning, the better, I think, because this is all being done for publicity. I think, what did he get, 19 votes or something?
Yeah, 19.
Primary. That's, something stinks with our electoral system. All right. Let's move on. Oh, God. Let's move on to Donald Trump, who made a primetime address, the first primetime address from the Oval Office. Usually presidents use the Oval Office address to announce wars, to announce national disasters.
Mm.
This was all about the wall.
Of course.
Which he said is good to get under and get over in the daily, I have to watch.
I've actually pulled it up. Do you want to hear
it? Yes, please.
All right, all right.
Never, ever give up. Don't give up. Don't allow it to happen. If there's a concrete wall in front of you, go through it, go over it, go around it, but get to the other side of that wall. Never, ever.
And it repeats again.
Oh, that's
how good.
Beautiful. All right, let's move on from that. That's a great way to leave that story. Also, what day are we up to? Hang on. Just having a look here.
I think that was Thursday?
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said that a national child sex offender register would be set up to protect children and communities. That's had an interesting reception. Some people saying it's great. Others saying it will result in lynch mobs. And Indigenous women in prison who are there for not paying fines will hopefully be let out after a crowdfunding website raised $100,000 in 2 days. That's great, because we were talking about, you know, greedy bank officials charged, asked to leave their jobs after being charging dead people, after being involved in fraud, and they were let go with a golden handshake. Yet we've got Indigenous women in jail for not paying fines. Something stinks.
And I was reading about that on Twitter, and some of the individual cases in particular are just heartbreaking. There was one I was reading about. There's a woman who has, you know, is in a relationship that does have a history of domestic violence, and she can't actually call the police anymore because she has outstanding fines. So if she calls the police to, you know, if there's anything, you know, domestic violence related happening, they're going to arrest her for outstanding fines.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, just one of so many of these cases. So as awful as it is that we've had to resort to crowdfunding, I think it is a really positive thing that we have seen so many people get on board and help out and, you know, really, quite literally put their money where their mouth is, especially with, you know, Australia Day, Invasion Day coming up. So
hear, hear. Yesterday, back to Donald Trump. I just can't get away. He stormed out of a meeting with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to discuss the shutdown, which is now going into its third week and probably will end up being the longest shutdown in US history. And by the way, almost 1 million workers are not being paid while he demands money for his wall, which we just heard about.
The one you
can get over or under.
Go through, yes.
Apparently, according to Nancy Pelosi, he thumped his hand on the desk and said bye-bye and walked out.
Oh.
But, you know, apparently other Republicans are saying no, it wasn't like that. He had lollies.
Oh.
He took lollies in. So it was a very cordial meeting, according to some Republicans.
Yeah.
Work that one out.
Stomping your fist on the desk and saying bye and walking out is, I feel, something my 3-year-old niece would get yelled at for.
Pretty much so.
Just throwing that out there.
Yeah. And what can we finish on? He says, thinking about yesterday's news, the Productivity Commission report was released into super, recommending massive changes. This was a multi-million dollar report over 3 years, and looks like it's being rejected by Labor, and the coalition is staying tight-lipped.
Mm.
Read into that what you will.
Good times.
And by the way, I was always told in commercial radio it's very unprofessional to send out cheerio calls, which it is. Oh, so I'd like to say good morning to Dave, who's listening, a new listener.
I thought you meant Cheerios in the cereal.
No. Hello. So, yeah, he got onto our Facebook page and said he's enjoying the breakfast show test. So
oh, hello.
I've got to say hello, Dave.
Hello, everybody, and yeah. Dave.
And I got to go and listen again to that Donald Trump piece.
So good. So good.
Gold.
All right. Enjoy.
Thanks, Tess.
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Field with the weekly wrap, getting you through the last few days have been like in terms of headlines. It's quite easy to forget and just get drowned out amongst all the Donald Trump stories. But yes, no, I do like this video that has surfaced.